Bible Fellowship Church's devotional podcast, devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today comes from Psalm 121. I lift my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. I need to give one Deb Davis credit. She read this, or part of this psalm, yesterday in staff meeting. And then I woke up this morning to my Bible reading plan, and this was what my psalm was for today. So I said, well, God, you might be trying to teach me something. So you might be trying to teach us something. And the big idea of this psalm is the Lord is your keeper. And I love that this psalm doesn't talk about the Lord keeping people in a general sense. It says in verse 5, the Lord is your keeper. He is talking personally to God's people. Now, on my Bible, at the very top of this psalm, it says a song of ascents. This was a psalm that was written to the pilgrims who were traveling to Jerusalem to worship there. And this psalm was meant to give them comfort and courage on their journey, that it may be dangerous. Maybe they would encounter bad weather. Maybe they would encounter bad people who sought to, you know, rob them or hurt them. And what God is saying is, I keep you. The one who keeps all of Israel will keep you, will protect you, will guard your life. Nothing is going to come to you except what the hand of your good, wise, loving Heavenly Father has allowed. And how long is this going to last, you might say? This is written in the Old Testament, and he's speaking personally to worshipers then. It says in the final verse of this psalm, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time forth and forevermore. This is the character of our God. And we see this carried into the New Testament. Well, how does God keep us? Matthew 6 and the Sermon on the Mount. He says, but if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things will be added unto you. God guards and he keeps our daily physical needs, the food that we need, the clothes that we need, the shelter that we need. God is looking after his own. 1 Peter 5:7, cast all of your anxieties on him because he cares for you. Peter is telling us, whatever is worrying you today, give it to God. Why? Because he cares for you. Why does it matter that he cares for you? If someone were to call me and say, Jordan, please, you have to help. My mother's very sick and she's in the hospital. I would say, well, I appreciate you reaching out to me, but I can't actually do anything for you. I am not a medical professional. I do not have anything to offer, and I am very sorry for you. I care for you. It hurts my heart that your mother is not well, but I have no power to actually fix the solution. I would do what you would do, which is take it to the person who does have the power to fix this problem, which is take it to the Lord in prayer. He has the power to make a difference in our circumstances, which is why it does us good to lay our anxieties at his feet. Back to the Old Testament, Psalm 37, verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Now, we don't want to over-exegete this passage right now, but we can draw from Psalm 37, 4 that God cares about the desires of our heart. And maybe they are wrong and they need to be corrected by seeking the Lord and delighting ourselves in him. But we see throughout Scripture, these are just a few examples. God cares about our physical safety. God cares about our daily needs. God cares about the worries and fears that are on our hearts and mind. God cares about the desires of our heart and the things that we long to see happen in our lives. In all of these, God is our keeper. And the way that we worship him and show him as glorious and as powerful and as good is to bring our needs and our worries and our desires to him. We recognize him as the one who is loving and wise and powerful enough to do something about it, and we bring our cares to him. My Bible reading plan yesterday had this verse. It's my dad's favorite verse. Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Do not worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses every thought, which doesn't make sense, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. I know that we all have things going on in our lives that bring us stress, that bring us worry, that bring us fear, that bring us anger. And the biblical response is to take these to the one who can do something about it. And he, in his word, sets himself up as our keeper, our shepherd, the one who is walking with us. So take comfort today and take it to the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you that you are our keeper. Who would we rather have watching over us, looking out for us, providing for us, than the God of heaven, who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all? How will you not graciously give us all things? So Lord, help us to respond in faith to the truth of your word, to the truth of your goodness and your love, and help us in whatever circumstance we all may be facing today to bring it to you in prayer, to cast it at your feet because you care for us. Lord, and may your peace guard our hearts and our minds. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for tuning in for another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.